Joined every Wednesday by John Lazer, the voice of the Hokies, brought to you by Cowan Gates. 11 attorneys on staff there for you in any case. Lays, just talking about the annual tradition after March Madness, after the tournament is over. Everybody's got to put out their way too early top 25. And, you know, it's one thing for Virginia Tech basketball to get any preseason or offseason attention, but how about some of these publications putting them in the top 25?
Yeah, I can see it. You know, and I think that there's so many things, and you're right, it's way too early, first of all, one, to be on your show, and two, to talk about top 25 for next year. But no, I think you can see what they're seeing. And that, and if you put the Hokies at number 20 or wherever they put them, you're seeing all the positive things that you saw this year, and the fact that they've won a lot of those games against teams of that nature. And then you're putting all the best-case scenarios forward. You're putting Ahmed Hill in that lineup. You're allowing him to space the floor with Justin Bibbs. Everybody's returning. Everybody's happy. EMC comes in and there's a force in the middle. So all things being positive, I can see what they're saying, but again, it's way too early.
I can as well. Player you're most excited to see develop in the offseason is who?
I think we talked about this a couple weeks ago. It's Chris Clark. And it's just because his ceiling is so high and athletically. And you look at some of the other guys and what they might mean for this team. But I think Chris Clark, from an athletic sense, has the ability to potentially blow past a lot of those guys and really become the focal point of this team on both ends of the floor. And that's what you're wanting to see, because he's not close to that. Defensively, he's not close to being the focal point of this team. And offensively, he needs to develop that mid-range jump shot, if not that perimeter jump shot, to become that player. And that's not easy to do. It's a lot easier said than done. So really looking forward to seeing what he can do, and actually having the opportunity to hang out with some of the coaches last night at football practice, because they were over watching Devin Wilson during spring practice. That's what they're looking forward to as well.
I want to ask you about that. John Lazer's with us, brought to you by Cowan Gates, the voice of the Hokies. Devin Wilson trying out for football, and if you do a little background reading on him, this isn't that crazy of an idea. He's got a great high school background, has records up there in Western Pennsylvania, and one of the storylines away from the quarterback position is this team needs something more than just Ford and Phillips at the wide receiver spot to throw to.
Yeah, they do, and it's interesting because Ford limited right now in spring practice, not doing a whole lot. You know, he's in blue. And he looks good. Devin Wilson does, man. I mean, I know it's just practice, and they haven't really gotten out there in game-type situations yet. They did do a little scrimmaging last night, and they did a little last week as well, and that's when I first saw Devin Wilson. But you can tell he needs to be coached up, and the coaches are taking it seriously in terms of Devin Wilson's presence. You can see that they're coaching him pretty hard, and they're trying to see if he really has what it takes. And I think just from the eye test, he does. You know, it's amazing. We were talking about it last night with some of the basketball coaches. They're like, he's short to us, but he looks so big out here in terms of the wide receiver corps, and he does. But he's got all the genuine, the easy movements and the fact that, you know, he knows where to line up and he kind of knows the route, things like that. I don't think he knows, obviously, the system, but right now he kind of fits in with what everybody else is doing because they don't know the system either. So I don't look at it as something that's just a passing fancy, so to speak. I think there's a legitimate shot that Devin Wilson is a member of the football team come this fall.
It's very real, and especially if you go back and look at what he was able to do. I mean, he set about five or six records in the Whippeal. Lays, you mentioned everybody else trying to learn as they go, but this team does need help. And if you're looking at the pack, if you're looking at other people, you know, we know Deion Newsome got himself in some trouble, and that came out public last week. But who else is out there? Who else could be potential candidates? Because they've got Ford, they got Phillips, they got Bucky Hodges, but who else? What other names are possibly in that mix?
Well, all the freshmen, you know, all the guys that are spending spring here, Divine Diablo. And it's interesting because, you know, I think a lot of these guys, the first thing they need to learn when they get to this level is how to play special teams. That's what I was watching last night with James Shebus, taking them through some of those things. And it's funny watching guys that are just going out of high school really work on special teams for the first time. But I think Diablo is the one that stands out physically to me above the pack. And that might be completely off base. Some of these other guys that are coming in and going through the first spring camp might be the answer, so to speak. But I think the general answer, Wes, comes from the fact that one of these newcomers is going to have to come in and contribute. And you're right. You do need at least two of these guys coming in from this new class to contribute. And you didn't have that last year. You had a handful of catches from guys outside of Ford and Phillips from the wide receiver corps, and that just won't happen this year. So whether it's Divine or it's one of these other guys, it's going to be somebody. And the fact is the passes are going somewhere, so they're either going to catch it or not.
You can find John Laser on Twitter at LazeVT, the voice of the Hokies. We had Derek Bard on earlier. He's out of the University of Virginia. He is 20 years old. He is golfing as an amateur tomorrow in the Masters. I know you are a golfer. I know you have been to the Masters, and I believe it was 2011. What if you close your eyes and you just think of Augusta as it begins tomorrow, what's the first thing that pops into your head about just being there and being in that environment?
I'm closing my eyes right now, and I'm falling back to sleep. I love the Masters, man. I loved it before I went. As a guy that, I've worked in golf, I've played golf somewhat competitively, and the Masters is an event that doesn't let you down. It's one of those things where you picture it being perfection. You picture the bushes and the green and everything else, and then when you get there, it lives up to it. And there are so few things in life that actually live up to your advanced billing. The Masters does it. The parking's easy. Walking there's easy. Everything's easy. Everything's cheap. You can actually see the action. They limit the number of tickets they sell, so it's not the swarm mentality of the PGA Championship or the U.S. Open or really any other tour stop for the PGA Tour. It's the best-run sporting event that I've ever seen. You can agree or not with some of the traditions, and obviously, some of them I don't even. But in terms of the pure golf and the pure environment, it's as good as it gets.
My friend, that is well said as a play-by-play guy I can get. Go back to bed. It sounds like you had a rough one last night. I'll see you tomorrow at the Diamond, hopefully.
All right, buddy. That was good.
You got it. Groggy, sleepy John Laser, but even groggy and sleepy coming through. Brought to you by Cowan Gates, there for you in any case.